Hey everyone, it's Jeff Hammer, the Law of Attraction Coach. Welcome to our podcasts. Today, let's talk about, are your beliefs supporting you? So stick around. Welcome back, everyone. So I want to ask you to take inventory of your beliefs. Starting with, do you believe there is a power for good, or this law of attraction that we've been talking about, that we can use to elevate our life? This is basic. Now, if you don't believe that, you may be listening to the wrong podcast. But stick around. You know, maybe you can test out some of these theories that we're talking about. I don't expect you to believe me blindly. You know, use these principles and practices and see if they bring positive change into your life. That's all I ask. But if you have to use them, really, I can look at 1 week of your life and tell you if you'll experience change. Do you believe that? You know, I can look and see your schedule. Are you taking time for meditation? Have you created and are you reciting affirmations? Are you consistent in listening to these podcasts and applying one or two of the techniques? You know, we talk about lots of things on these podcasts. I suggest that you just take one of the practices and incorporate it into your life. Don't become overwhelmed because we're talking about new practices on a daily basis. Lots of this stuff is repetitive. We just need to find new ways to tell the basic truths of the law of attraction every day. So if you continue to do what you've always done, you're going to continue to get what you've always gotten. And if you were taught that this higher power that we're tapping into is a gray bearded guy in the sky, I'm not sure his beard is gray or not, but anyway, you know, this guy who's keeping an eye on you, judging and punishing you when you step out of line, then it may be time as an adult to reevaluate what you were taught. You know, what you believe to be true. What the reality of your life is today. Now, I don't have anything against religion. I don't have anything against a belief in God, a belief in a higher power. You know, that's what we're talking about. But we're talking about a power for good in the universe, a power that we can use. This law of attraction or higher power that I'm talking about is really just a universal law, like the law of electricity. You know, whether you believe in the law or not, it's true. You can either use electricity for good or for bad. You know, you can plug your computer into it or your smartphone into it and get a charge. You can also stick a knife into it and get electrocuted. So how are you using this power? So I want to know if you have beliefs that are supporting you. So let me ask you, do you believe you have the right to unlimited abundance? Now, I'm not talking enough to pay your bills. I'm talking unlimited abundance. Do you believe you have the right to perfect health and to live in a perfectly fit body? Really, I want you to answer these questions. Do you believe you have the right to happiness? Do you believe you have the ability to live your life with joy and excitement? Do you believe you have the right to live debt-free and have a massive savings account? You know, if you've not yet written out your affirmations, we talked about this yesterday, that will be one of the first steps in changing these underlying beliefs that you have. Because once we can elevate our beliefs, once we change this at the subconscious level, then the universe, this higher power, this law of attraction, will vibrate at that frequency. If you've not yet written out your affirmations, if you need help, there's a free initial 25-minute call on the website. You can schedule that right after this podcast, and we can create those together. Don't be intimidated by these things. And secondly, stop the limited thoughts and negative thinking. Interrupt those thoughts and replace them with positive, supporting statements. For instance, if you're thinking in your head, "Nobody appreciates me at work," you know, what this thought does, it attracts additional thoughts, ideas, and actions to support your limiting belief. So in fact, nobody will appreciate you at work. So catch yourself and create new positive affirming beliefs. This one could be, "I'm recognized, appreciated, and a valuable member of," whatever your company name is. So try that out and tell me, how does that feel? Each and every day, start with this simple step of reprogramming your beliefs. How do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. Daily, consistent steps. Thanks for joining me today. And remember, there is a power for good in the universe. It is in and through all things, including you. And we can use this power, this law of attraction, to create the life of our dreams. Have a great day.